Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Sitshele ukuthi ucabangani. Sicela ukuzwa uvo lwakho. Ungasithinta ku gospel@radiopulpit.co.za noma usithumele iWhatsApp ku 0826572729. Radio Pulpit, umngani wakho wemihla ngemihla.
657 medium wave radio pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends, always we are, and of course, together up to 8 o'clock, Thursday Live it is. Thank you so much to Johan Els, man. Thank you for the song. I appreciate that song. You know, like I spoke, it's history sometime. You know, it's just a beautiful song. Thank you so much. And may the Father bless you. Continue to make us full of goodwill and continue to be, you know, a voice of reason amongst us. And we really appreciate the Father for what he's doing through you. Yes, indeed. Thursday Live. And of course, I am going to be talking to our guests. You know our Thursday Live guests, ne? And the drama. And the drama. I like it so much. So I want to start with this song. This is one of the songs that I've enjoyed so much. My cousin brother, you know, the eldest brother, long before the alcoholism times, and then long before he overcame alcoholism, when we were boys, there was a time of poverty, hunger, and street, when we were living in the streets, and he moved to Soweto. So I spent quite a lot of time not seeing him. And then when he came back, he was an older teenager, man. And I was at, I don't know if you know, there used to be higher primaries. I don't know if they are still there. Then I was at higher primary. And he introduced me to this man, Teddy Pendergrass, and saying, hey, this guy can sing. And he had an album, a very, very explicit album of Teddy Pendergrass. And I listened to the talent. It was just amazing, especially him with Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. But when I grew, I started to check his history, that he started from the church. And every time he visits the church, and sometime I'll get an interview of him and just play it, maybe on the Sunday show, and just play it, that in most instances, when he'd go back to church, they would want him to sing the song, "Somebody Told Me to Deliver This Message." But he had a massive accident where he was paralyzed from the neck down. One of the things that is amazing that I used to hear also when I was in hospital, it's nurses saying, "Ray, don't worry, you haven't died yet. Appreciate the Father for life." Relebuha bophelo. We thank the Father for life. Just amazing. For the gift of life. TP, listen to this.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It's 657 AM.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And prior to that, Teddy Pendergrass, "This Gift of Life," I appreciate this gift of life. And I appreciate the giver of life, Yahuwah Elohim, the creator himself, our Heavenly Father. Amazing trek indeed that he has done. Right, and we have our guests on the line. And let me start with the Apostle Phumla Mfene. She's on the line. Greetings to you, Apostle, my friend. Who's it?
Sada Brayaka, Kimunati, by God's grace, and greeting to all our wonderful listeners out there, and to Pastor Makamo, Pastor Green, and Luana Brayaka, come for standing blind, blind, blind.
Ita, 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 ita. Eva Tavaitu Rikakulevansa, yo. When we're still teenagers, before Gilo Verka say, Bisikratos Amaka, why Hupla Kumbila Nikita, you three or three summer. Kumbiako is a Bisik Caravelle, go to Casontaka collect. Okrava to what
have you?
Yeah, Okrava to what have you, little Navelo Garga Birstuts. Have a rare quale copula. Lestare raquale are. Arera, 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 waiti, lelo ro police to no little ti man. Come for
yeah,
we pray for you. Come on about twenty well, it'll go. Oh, koro wana pe na the police ti man.
Hey, yeah, that's a long way.
That's a long way. Here. That's still a long pushing, way. Still here, still pushing. And of course, thank you so much for being on the show, man. And I know how your schedule is going to be like the next 3 weeks, and I really appreciate, but it is actually what the Father has been saying through, you know, for the
Absolutely.
commission, for his commission upon sure. your life, that he will take you places. He
Amen.
Will take
Amen.
You places. So Amen. I'm just grateful to see and hear of the developments. I'm grateful.
Yeah, come now.
Yeah. And we also have we have Mfundisi Makam. Mfundisi Makam, sawubona.
Awuphelele Mfundisi, mina ninjani, Tatana Ray?
Siyaphila kunjani kodwa lapho Mfundisi?
Hayi, kuke ngoku sikhomba isikhathi simene manje.
Yeah.
Yeah, hayi, oh God, it's so good. And angilindelele umpostolo wami, Apostle Phumla Mfene. Lindelela nebandla lonke.
Yeah.
Sabukika yonke.
Awuzeke. How's it going?
And a happy birthday to our sister at home.
Sorry?
Eh?
Uthini mruti anguzwa mina yini ngathi ukhuluma ngathi ubhizi ubekana namagharamu lapho khuluma.
It's a happy birthday to our sister.
Our
birthday girl.
Oh, to know. Oh, my daughter, yes, yes. Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, big one. Happy, happy.
Yeah, that's true. It's amazing. My last born is 18 years old. Can you believe it, man? And I'm still young. Can you get back now? Hey, man. Hey. Yeah. 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 Anyway. Yeah. Ni right lapho ekhaya mfundisi Makamu?
Mfundisi, ni right kakhulu uJesu uyinkosi nomsindisi. It's not my doing, but he's doing.
Mm.
And it's not about me, it's about him. Elohim.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And of course, tonight we are touching on the spirits of unbelief today. How unbelief continues to rear its head amongst people. You know, we see the unbelief that is brought on, which is found amongst those who say we are children of the Most High. Unbelief, the little or the lack of faith in the Father, skepticism with regards to the attributes of the Father and His Son, Christ, Yahushua HaMashiach, and the gospel, you know, to a great extent, you know, we see that kind of unbelief much of the times. Right. And unbelief in many instances, do you remember also, when Abraham, you know, many people look at Abraham's wife and said, yeah, she didn't believe when the father said they will be with child. But Abraham also, you know, also fell down with unbelief. And let me read it and prove it to you. In Genesis 17:17, Abraham fell on his face and laughed. He laughed and said in his heart, shall a child be born to a man who is 100 years old, and shall Sarah, who is 99 years old, bear a child? All these were questions in his heart. And the father, wa Elohim, heard them loud and clear. I'm just showing you unbelief. some of the things that the Father says He will do in our lives, and we look at all likelihoods, and we see that it just cannot be. It's improbable, if not impossible. Unbelief, it is skepticism that we also set towards what the Father is saying to us or what the Father is commissioning to happen. Exodus chapter 4, verses 9. And it shall be, if they do not believe even these signs or listen to your voice, that you will take water from the river and pour it on dry land, and the water which you take from the river will become blood on the dry land. When people become unbelievers, they also, it happens momentarily, even amongst those who are believers. It happens momentarily where you are told things that you would say, le ngathi le ikhulunywa ukuthi just ngijabule. You know, he says you'll take water and pour it on the land and the water will turn into blood. Then they will believe. In other words, the Father knew that the liberation of Israel, basically, according to the Israelites, hundreds of years of slavery, being oppressed and racism and all that, and prejudice, others being born into that, I mean, all of them being born into that, it would be difficult for them to believe that they will be free. It would be difficult because there wouldn't be any other familiarity that they can associate themselves with except for the conditions of their oppression and their stature or their capture. Moses also, at some stage, had that kind of unbelief coming in. And I'm talking about moments of unbelief amongst believers. You would see also, when Moses was told that the Israelites should be fed, in Numbers chapter 11, 21, and Moses said, the people whom I am amongst are 600,000 men on foot. Yet you have said, I will give them meat that they may eat for the whole month. The Father said, He will feed them. And Moses, all of a sudden, and we know Moses was educated, man. We know Moses was highly academic. And then he says, but those on foot, 600,000 men. Can you believe that? 600,000 men on foot. And then he says, and you want me to tell them that you will feed them with meat for the whole month? Where are we going to take the livestock to slaughter?
Yeah.
Statistics. He now becomes a statistician. You know, he speaks the facts. And you see, there's a difference between facts and truth. And the Father speaks the truth way above facts. All right. Numbers 20, verses 12. Then the Elohim spoke to Moses and Aaron, because you did not believe me. You know why I'm reading this? It's because I want to show that there are moments of unbelief that can actually render us very vulnerable to demonic attacks. As believers. So we cannot only categorize unbelief to those people who are unbelievers, who have not become born again. But even amongst us, we see these things. I can tell you, even when people start to put their trust and hope on a pastor, evangelist, a doctor, pastor, whatever, a prophet, it's a sign of unbelief. It's a momentary intervention of unbelief into their lives. Something that they need to curb and look into quickly. Even in the nation, when we get reports of the adverse, but the Father has talked to us with regards to the nation and says, this is what I'm going to bring. For instance, this is where I am going to bring South Africa to. A beacon of hope for Africa. We shouldn't be come somewhat unbelieving because of the negative things that are happening between races, between men, between women. These things should not affect the statement of the Father, because it is not a fact, it is the truth. Nevertheless. Now, when you look into Numbers 20, verses 12, The Elohim spoke to Moses and Aaron, and he said, because you did not believe me to hallow me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore you shall not bring this assembly into the land which I have given them. Remember, when he spoke to Moses, and this is where theology robs us, he was also speaking to Aaron. Remember, when he said, point at the rock, what did Moses do? He struck the rock with the consent of Aaron. That is why when he speaks to them in Numbers chapter 20, verses 12, he says, because you and your brother Aaron did not believe me, you shall not enter the promised land.
Come on.
Because when this happened, Aaron gave consent. Aaron was the right-hand man of Moses.
And the older brother also.
Yes. And so, the Elohim spoke to Moses and Aaron, because you did not believe me to hallow me in the eyes of the children of Israel. Therefore, you shall not bring this assembly in the land which I have given them. Which means they will die somewhere before the children of Israel get into the promised land. He says, you will not get in with them. Yo. Momentary interventions of unbelief can be very catastrophic upon our lives as believers. We must be careful when these momentary adventures or this momentary advance of unbelief into our hearts come. Because these may steal the promise upon our lives. These may alter our path. And these may take away from us the things that the Father has given us. Imagine leading people for so long to the freedom that you will not experience. It's a painful experience. And it's because of unbelief. We're talking about that. We're talking about unbelief, what it is all about, unbelief today, the spirits of unbelief amongst believers today, how these are operating amongst believers. We are touching on that. And I trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM. 657 AM.
Phila ubomi nathi. Mamela inkqubo zethu ku radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Real radio for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Let me start with you, Mfundisi Makamu. We see much of unbelief sometimes, and even when pastors are facing serious and dire situations, someone who was leading a church, according to him, a church that was not growing, ended up saying, Mara, whereas everybody knows the Father had called him to lead this ministry. Now, because the ministry doesn't grow like the ministry of Pastor M or Pastor Z, you know, they basically are giving up and say, look at my contemporaries, man. In their churches, they pack in thousands of people. Me and Sesegu, 50 people. You know? And it's sad. Funis Makam.
Mfundisi mina uqala angibonge ukuthi na kuba ne topic enhle kangaka ikhuluma nge spirit of unbelief. Uma sikhuluma ngale topic lela umuntu oqala wafika kimi uZachariah ubaba ka John the Baptist. And the Bible says, "Kutina kwakuyi isikhathi sakhe sokuthi ayoministara esontweni." Then the messenger yamfika asesontweni, yafika yathi kuye, "Ndoda, isikhathi side akunamntwana, but now uzoba unomntwana." The Bible says ukuthi uZakaria wangakholwa, and the messenger wamvala umlomo for the whole isikhathi lesi asihlezi kuze kuzalwa umntwana. Umntwana ngelanga leli umntwana wayekhishwa ayobleswa ukuthi anikezwa igama is when uZakaria aqala ukukhuluma ngendaba ye spirit of unbelief. And unumber two wafika kwaba ugogo Sarah ku Genesis chapter 18. The Bible says ukuthi na ukuthathu bukaNkulunkulu sebuyehlile bufika ku Abraham. Bayakhuluma badlile basuthe kumnandi. Then ke uNkulunkulu uqobo lwakhe uthi ku Abraham, next year this time uzoba ukuphetha umntwana. Lithi bebele uSara kube umhlangano uSara uthi hayi mitwa kushura mantolovela kube umhlangano uSara. Wahleka uSara ahlele ngaphandle indlela ahleka ngayo eliyokubonisa ukuthi na kahle kahle bayangihlanyela labantu, angazi kube umxhoza wezithi nihlutha kakubi ninamabhongo. But manje kathi laba ahleka bona bayambona bayamuzwa, because uYehova wethu losumkhonzayo is omnipresent, omnipotent, omniscient. Uzwa yonke into, usayicabanga ungakayicabangi futhi. He knows. Bambuza gogo Sara uhlekana. Hey, anhlekanga. But how? Listen, listen. Is there anything impossible kuNkulunkulu na? Yikhona into imhlulayo uNkulunkulu na? You understand? So, it's spirit of unbelief. Esikhathini esiningi sikhona even to the pastors, kodwa nizobuya ngayo le lapha. Anke niqale la. Ispirit of unbelief, mfundisi, siyenza ukuthi na umuntu abe a church prostitute. Le viki lela umtholo usonta la, next week or after 3 months uphumile uhambile, akunamoya laphayana. Uyale kubhalwe khona international fire prophetic what ulapha ninini nankuya ukhuphukela phambili abanamoya nakhona nankuya you know wonke lamabandla lawa angena uyaphuma uyangena uyaphuma akapholi. And leso spirit lesilapha uma sihamba sine influence esiinfluence abantu ukuthi abantu bangakholwa. Ngesinye isikhathi uNkulunkulu uma enza izinto, le spirit lesi se-unbelief esikhona sitshela abantu ukuthi na kusasehitiwe kaNkulunkulu ngempela le nto. Le spirit ingaba ngempela ngempela kitsona kapa jwang.
Did the father really say in the book of Genesis, talking to Adam and Eve, did he really say? Unbelief creeps in with a question at times. Yes.
Yeah, and this is spiritual lesson. This is catching this is so jalo. See, Zamaku Fakera no umoya no la kutinaye. And the spirit of Gwenesi Bani toy toy sundry.
Yeah. Rebellion.
This is spiritual lesson. Hey. Gabas corn. Uti uyahusha. Thomas, Babusi siwe. Aba kola. Banga bonanga. Kunezinto uNkulunkulu afuna ukuthi ukhole, not ukuthi kunezinto into zikaNkulunkulu azihambi ngelogic yabantu. Izinto zikaNkulunkulu zihamba ngefaith. Just have faith.
ungafuni ilogic ngoba izinto zikaNkulunkulu aziyenzi sense most of the times aziyenzi isense izinto zikaNkulunkulu uhamba ngefaith. That is why na Habakkuk chapter 2 the Bible says ukuthi the righteous shall live by faith. We have to remember ukuthi na uNkulunkulu ngendlela amayenze ngayo umuntu ku Genesis chapter 1 let us make a man in our image and likeness. So, into umuntu kumele ayiphile. Umuntu akaphile ngale nto ayibonayo. How God operates. God operates ngokuthi na akhulume izinto zenzeka zingekho kodwa azenza zibe khona by talking. So, likeness kaNkulunkulu. Uma ungayibamba lapho ukuthi ilikeness kaNkulunkulu mina ezingifana naye ngiyakhuluma and the things must happen noma uma uNkulunkulu futhi akukhulumile azoyenza lento ayikhulumile ngoba yena akusumuntu ukuthi awaqamba amanga. If there is something impossible with God nathi la ukuqamba amanga kuNkulunkulu sithi ayikho into emhlulayo uNkulunkulu yikhona ukuqamba amanga kuyamhlula uNkulunkulu. Whatever uNkulunkulu ayikhuluma, because whenever God speaks, it becomes a law to the nature, to himself. That is the reason most of the times when we pray, uNkulunkulu ngiphendula, akaphendula ngoba he knows ukuthi na uma akhuluma azoba trapped kwale nto ayikhulumile. Ukhulumile uNkulunkulu uqedile. And uma akhuluma, whether it comes in a vision or by the word of God, asika khulume, uba trapped kwale nto ayikhulumile. So, the spirit of unbelief says that abantu umuntu abe church priest uthi namhla ungenile uphumile, namhla abana moya laphana uphumile. And we have to remember, whenever Jesus is about to heal somebody, first question as I move, do you believe? Do you believe? Do you believe? Ngoba uJesu ufuna kuthi wena ukhulume kuthi mina ngiyakholwa kuthi lokhu kungayenzeka. But if you don't believe, then ke ufunani la? Uyenzani la? We understand. Yeah. So our God, the spirit of unbelief, singles kakhulu, and the sin influence bedayo kakhulu. And the spirit of unbelief from this one, inkinga esinayo enye. Inkinga ukuthi na emva kokuthi na se sidale ukuthi abantu bangakholwa, sidala igossip. Sizala igossip phakathi kwebandla sesiyizala ukuthi ibe khona. A spirit of unbelief. Unkulunkulu sometimes will tell you ukuthi na nanku umuntu ufile hamba umvuzo. You are with me. Ukuthi what if kuke kwenzeka kwabani khona lokho? Phela thina sawa singabo makamu thina. No baba makakaza yenze into isho. Baba wako bishop mkulu akakaza yenze into hizo. And what if abantu bangibukile bazothini? And what if lo muntu akavuki? And lo what if lo hiyo leso spirit of unbelief lo what if le, and uNkulunkulu afuna ukuthi usuka kwe spirit of unbelief. You know when Jesus says kutina we must be like children, one day la sakhonzela lapha emva kwespirit emva kweshapeni sent spirit you sithe kubantwana ama gift abuya le yo OCC azofika ngicela siwathandazela ukuthi next week azofika abantwana bathandazela ngithi uma sithandaza sithi na ama gift sekafikile abantwana abathandazeli lemthandazi thina siwuthandazayo bathi siyabonga uNkulunkulu ngoba ama gift sekafikile bakhuleka ifaith bona abantwana but thina ke siqala thina ke abantu abadala imali izotholakala kuphi yokulanda i-truck yona I was and I by Bambe, the Peter Ben.
Yeah.
Footy, this of Sika Kanjan and Goba Footy Kuneke, then Gulenchi lead. Footy, what if I was to buy a chant? So Kuleko, we unbelief by Labantan and Labalasina, Bola. Oh, my sister's talent and Goba, it's like a Yafik, Ovantana Babela, Shabong, and Kulukuru. You understand? That is the reason, Unkulunkur. As if you are not becoming like children, you will never enter in the kingdom. You will never experience the kingdom. Because umtana whatever umtela yona, lomtana lola, uya call. You know kutu abantwana bakholelwa kutu ubaba is a giant in emhlabeni. Ungamthola umntana njengalo mzukulu wami engenaye la, ufika umshaye wena utatana rayla. But as was a keen gobble, only faith with this man. As I'm destroyed, I'm going to learn. So I'm telling Baba, Abu is better. I can tell.
Yeah.
Gobble, only faith. So, Ukurukur, Udiga putina simene faith. His spirit of unbelief in front of the swami, see, kind of faith, Emuntuini.
Thank you so much. We are talking about unbelief, spirits of unbelief these days. And much of the times we find ourselves, you know, being riddled with this, unbeknownst at times to us, that unbelief is upon us. It becomes a very big problem. We're talking about that. We trust the Father is doing good. Blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are, man. This is happening throughout up to 8. You can send us a WhatsApp. That is 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. 0826572729. Otherwise, you can also give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say about this.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
All right, we are talking about spirits of unbelief these days, and they are scourge even amongst us. I touched the issue of Abraham, and I touched the issue of Moses and Aaron, and then even the disciples, you know, even the disciples. We'll also be looked into because we see these problems. I'm happy Mfundis Makame has touched the issue of Zacharias, who was promised that he would have a great son, and the greatest prophet of them all would be born of him, Zacharias. And his mouth was kept shut because he might speak unbelief, you know. To the disciples, Luke chapter 24, verses 11, when told of the resurrection of Christ, it says in verse 11 of chapter 24 of Luke, and their words seemed to them like idle tables. They did not believe them when Christ told them, you know, and then when they were told of the resurrection of Christ, it sounded like stories. They didn't believe. Unbelief also riddles the so-called Christians, believers, saints. Apostle, what comes to mind?
Just so much, David, have mercy on us.
That,
you know, every time, you know, I don't know about you, but from time to time, I'm not a preparer. Even the message, you know, the preparer, you're conscious for it. You're preparing it to believers who are also unbelievers.
Hey, when?
So we have believers who are unbelievers.
Yeah, believers who may not necessarily believe even that message.
Yeah, so the reason why they become, the reason why we have believers who are unbelievers is because of the spirit they're talking about, the spirit of unbelief. When you, it's amazing for Dr. Makamo touched on the issue of Zachariah.
Yeah.
Touched on that. You know, that man was not just an ordinary man. He was a priest.
A high priest, yes.
bona mara unbelief ya etsa gore a kwale molomo bona wena re tla o kwala wa ga molomo. And now also when you read in the book of Luke chapter 1 verse 8, for Mary when a messenger come, it's amazing that even Zachary, I mean, the best news ever was delivered ko yena.
Yeah.
But still, you could, I don't know whether is it because we are accustomed to negativity, we are accustomed to sad news or bad news, even when the news that's about to change your life forever is delivered unto you. And remember when the messenger came to Zachariah, Zachariah did not have to do anything.
Yes.
Like Zachariah didn't have to bribe. Zachariah was, he was just minding his own business. And then what him and the wife needed the most,
yeah,
the messenger come to deliver that message.
Absolutely.
Okay, we can understand Mary. Because they are not obviously, I mean, this girl, she was just a young girl. So Tabatangwana was far-fetched. But yet, the messenger came. That on its own, it's a visitation that is very extraordinary.
Beyond
so
facts.
That was supposed to make her, and even Zachariah, to take caution.
Yeah.
And be attentive. And somehow, because I always say to people, your posture is also very critical.
Yes.
In terms of how the Lord has spoken. So they refused and they failed to maintain a posture. Yeah, who believe. So instead, Zachariah chose not to believe. At least Mary, she changed stance. He changed posture at the moment the messenger began to explain. And say, but sometimes there's no explanation. All you need to do, your word is given without FedEx. You just need, your expectation is just to believe.
Yeah.
And that's enough. But I want us to also quickly check the book of Matthew. We touch also the issue of disciples, that they did not even believe the report. Unfortunately, it is so sad that when we are given a report, a good report,
yes,
that's when the ugly spirit of unbelief will raise its head. Now, also in the book of Matthew chapter 17, verse 14-21, the Bible says, a certain man with a demon-possessed son had come to Jesus' disciples for help.
Yeah.
But when they could not cast out the evil spirit, they asked Jesus why they had not been, they have been unsuccessful. And he said to them, because of your unbelief. Okay? So Marana just had to address unbelief. Irregardless of the condition of Mwana, irregardless of the condition of Batswadi ba Mwana, you know, Marana just had to deal with unbelief, yeah, because he was expecting them all. Somehow this guy that they've been around him for some time, somehow they might have learned something.
Yeah,
they might have seen something. They might have somehow, you know, been touched, and they might have somehow been changed by the way he does things. But clearly, on an assignment that they were given, they failed dismally, and the reason of their failure as believing apostles was their unbelief. And this also were not ordinary people. These were apostles.
Yeah.
This is how things are done. You know, this is how demons are cast. This is how the sick are healed. He took time. One parable after another. He just poured himself to them. And yet they failed because of their unbelief. And allow me to say as well, Murutu Hore, this spirit of unbelief is so rife, it's so real, and it's so sad, and it's so much among believers, because you will find people coming to church on a Sunday, and on a Monday, they are going to Mhlabuyalinga. We put this our motona na jumper out little and I shout at the loudest, hallelujah. But then on a Monday, the same person, Unkileke Brata Hai, Bami Sito Kom Sabuyaling, and Abanle Echo, Mang Mang Mang, and then Luana Yakomotomu Tembu, simply because of the spirit of unbelief, it will make people, or it's making people, number one, to be unstable. Number two, Ibe Eyesaba Tokoreba, you know, not only are people unstable, but to be confused, because when there's a spirit of unbelief, there's confusion also. So hence you can't receive the word of the Lord, because on your inside, when there's this conflict, when there's this war going on, you believe, but you really don't believe, you know. And I love what somebody once said to me, a woman of God, I have this challenge, go entertainment. I have this challenge, you know, and my colleagues, you know, Liverpool, it is easy for them to have one leg on this camp, another leg. But my confusion is when there's a breakthrough, who do I apportion the breakthrough to? Is it God or is it Amazon? So as a result, I'd rather not go the route Yamadozi or Yenyang. I'd rather trust God no matter what. And they try to carry, but Wabatu Nyangi, unbelief, Kimoyawa, unbelief, Kibatawani, unstable, but they're unsettled, you know, they don't have peace, but confused. Bafunu Kali Sega, Murutumakama, touches also on the issue of church hopping. It's another, you begin to think, good, okay, Lagula Santo, maybe. It's because I'm here. Think, no, it's with you. The problem is with you. It's Lomoya Ogungeni. Even when the Lord has spoken, man. Because the word of God, it is final. When the Lord speaks it, it is settled. What it is written in the word of the Lord as well, it is perfect. It is established. It is settled. My duty is to make sure that I connect with the word and I stand with in agreement with the word of God. The Bible says the two cannot walk unless they're in agreement. So little number and I just so much telling you, he cannot walk with us unless we agree and believe Manzu Abulating, the promises of God concerning our lives. You know, sometimes you minister to people and they keep coming and say, but woman of God, do you think Mudimu I mean? If God has spoken it, he will surely bring it to pass.
So
we just need to deny the demon. Any corner, any rife, any faga abazalwani, in all sorts of unnecessary troubles and headaches. We have people that have lost so much money, they've used so much money because Baba, they take them from one pillar to post. There's a new prophet, Gupi. So now, you get what I mean? Because the spirit of unbelief will surely direct and redirect you. And when people fail you, then you begin to come to God and you won't even say about prophet and all these people that you have been taken to that have failed you. You want to apportion the blame on God. Right from the beginning. He will never put them to shame. If you don't deal with it, it will deal with you.
Absolutely. Hey. Absolutely. 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. We trust the Father is doing a good blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. Send us your WhatsApps. Tell us how you feel about this. Send us your WhatsApps. Tell us how you feel about this. And of course, tell us what you think of this. What you think of this. The very notion and aspect of spirits of unbelief amongst saints these days. We see much of this and we see quite a lot with regards to this. Send us your WhatsApps 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say on the matter. Otherwise, you can also give us a chat, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. That's 012-334-1322. I am keen to hear from you regarding this. All right. After this, let's listen to what Pastor Green says on the matter.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Pastor Green, welcome.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the mighty name of Jesus. Glory be to Jesus, hallelujah. Greetings, Pastor Ray.
Greetings, sir.
In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. And greetings to all the listeners this afternoon. May the Lord bless all of us. Hallelujah. And may the Lord be with us. Praise the name of Jesus. Yes, Pastor Ray, we have another very interesting topic this afternoon. Praise the name of the Lord. the spirits of unbelief in the time that we live now.
Mm.
Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Mm. This is so important, Pastor Ray. This is so everyone should know about this. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You know, when I read in the Bible, Pastor Ray, in the book of 1 John chapter 4 verse 1, at the back of our Bibles, 1 John chapter 4 verse 1, I want to actually go to until verse 6. But for now, I will stand on verse 1. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Just hear what the Bible says, Pastor Ray. My Bible reads as follows, and I'm reading from the New King James Version. It says, "Beloveds, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world." Just hear what the word of God is saying, Pastor Ray. Do not believe every spirit.
Mm.
That is what Christians should be very careful about. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because many Christians believe every spirit. Many Christians believe everything that they hear. As long as it's a man of God that say it, they believe it's true. As long as it's a prophet that say it, they believe that it's true. But what I want to say this afternoon, Pastor Ray, is that the Bible say, test the spirits to see whether they are of God. You have to have a spirit of discernment so that you can test these spirits, so that you can know whether it is God speaking or is the man speaking from the flesh. Because hear what the Bible also say. The Bible say, because many false prophets have gone out into the world.
Mm.
So in other words, when we look at this, where does the false prophet come from? They have gone out into the world. In other words, they were with us. They were in the house of God. They were believing with us. But now they have adopted a spirit of unbelief. Now they don't believe the same as we believe anymore. Now they are going out. They are becoming false prophets, deceiving people. The spirit of deception and the spirit of unbelief have gone into them. So that's why the Bible says we have to be careful. We don't have to believe every spirit. We don't have to believe everything that is said to us, whether it is from the pulpits, whether it's from the platform or from the stage, wherever. But we don't have to believe every spirit. Hallelujah. So this is very important, Pastor Ray. Our Christians should know that a false prophet have gone out from us. He was with us once upon a time, but he has gone out from us. And now he's preaching something else. He's preaching another kind of a gospel. That's why you see even Apostle Paul and the other apostles, they encourage us. They say, if anybody preach another gospel that is not in line with the one that we are preaching, even if it's an angel from heaven, even if it's one of us, Apostle Paul and them are saying, let that person be a curse. Pastor Ray, the message, that the spirit of unbelief have taken over in this world. You know, when we say unbelief, we talk about people that believe things that is not in line with the word of God.
Mm.
People that believe things that God don't want us to believe in. In other words, they don't believe in the right thing. They have unbelief in the righteousness, but they believe in something else. So the spirit of unbelief, Pastor Ray, in the time that we live, look how many things are happening in the time that we live now. There's so many things that happen. In the time that you live, you have to pay to get healed. You have to sow a seed to get blessed. Sometimes we ask the question, but how does it work out? Do we have to pay God first before God can heal us? Do we have to pay God first before God can bless us? Because you hear the spirit that say, sow a seed and then you'll be blessed.
Mm.
What about if you don't have a seed? What about if you can't plant a seed? Those are things, Pastor Ray, that is coming from the false prophet. Those are things that a false prophet have generated for himself. To me, it's a spirit of unbelief but the believers make it a belief. I don't know, am I putting it right? But this is exactly how I see it, Pastor Ray. That's why the Bible says, do not believe every spirit. Do not be careful. This is even my encouragement to all the Christians that listen right now. Be careful what you are listening to. If you don't have a spirit of discernment, you will not know what is happening around you. You will not know who is deceiving you. That's why we cannot believe every spirit. We cannot believe everything that people are telling us. We have to go back to the scripture. And it's a scripture that built our faith. It's a scripture that built our belief system. It's a scripture that built us to understand that what is said is from God. So many things are happening in this world, Pastor Ray. The spirit of unbelief. The people do not believe the reality, the word of God. But the people will believe something that is not from God. And that is what you see majority of people are doing. I mean, will a father first want his son to pay him before he can buy for his son's school uniform or pay the school fees? The father won't do that. The father bless his child without the child paying him. Now, do we have to pay God first before God can bless us? Do we have to sow a seed first before we can get healed? Those are things that is not from God, but people believe them. Pastor Ray, we continue as we go. God bless you in Jesus' name. Let the other people also get a chance to say something. God bless you, Pastor Ray, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you so much, Pastor Green. I really appreciate it. And of course, we trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Send us your WhatsApps. 0826572729. We are talking about the spirit of unbelief today amongst believers. Now, if you look into the disciples, and I want to come back to that, Fundisi Makam. If you look into the disciples, in Matthew chapter 17, verse 19 and 20, then the disciples came to Yahushua privately and said, "Why could we not cast out that spirit?" And so Yahushua said to them, "Because of your unbelief, for assuredly, I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. And nothing will be impossible for you." Now, the very fact of unbelief, it is the weapon of the devil so that things can remain impossible for us until we totally lose focus of the Elohim, because when we are unbelieving, nothing becomes possible. Fundis Maga.
Yeah, Baba, ngiyabonga ukuthi uleta le ndaba lelapho ukuthi na why thina sihlulekile uthi just because and call it's still of unbelief. Mfundisi, senze izinto zibe impossible, abantu abaphole emabanjeni. But as I said before, Gutina, eskhathini esiningi, the spirit in the sukwenza ube a church prostitute. Baba, as the name, Utila Abanamon, La Abanamon, La Paya Abanamon, Ngoba, awukholwa wena. Awenzi introspection. Number two, if I'm a spirit to say unbelief, siya undermine. Kana nok undermine. Yamkhumbula uNamani.
Yeah.
UNamani uya kumprofeti, ufika umprofeti akambeka izandla. Umtshele very simple thing. Irecipe nje very simple. Hamba uye lapha kwalwa esilong, ufika ungena 7 times uphume, uzoba upholile, wathukuthela wakwata wahamba. Umqhela kakubi. $1 nje.
Ey.
We want Dumbest bagela mina. Well, and wahamba anga phonanga ne 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 Nino kutuna tazamare eskatini sinini. Umbeke kutu unamanu umasika kumprofesi ufika kandani. Ufika ndo tribe yoku kiena u captain oro u coronel as we say u coronel mot. Oro u coronel oro u general. Ufika nale yo pride lela api yoku tiwazi iwa. Aka sika esha nuku esha pika shali nje pezu kwe ashla. Akutu mbise ezala. Umprophet Mahmoud Hamboke, 7 corner of Islam. Baze abant ahambana. Not. Kuba umprophet tele into a sindan. Ba benge ku yenza yi. Anganze yenz. But aka utele into inku. Hambongen. Ugez. Wangena wageza. Little Bible uma sekangena kwe 7 wabona umzimba wakhe uclean njengemzimba wengane.
Hey madat.
You understand? So it's spirit of believe mfundisi wami. Senza izinto and sikwenzisa nama mistakes senza ukuthi undermine abanye abantu ubabukela phansi. Ngingezani mina ngoma kamu. Uyini yena? Spirit of unbelief mfundisi. Senza kuthi noma sebaku introduce ukuthi uyoshumayela kumele baqale basho ukuthi uRay ufunde eFortet ufunde kuphi kuphi onama degree angakwano ngoba bayenzela ukuthi na ba activate iphase kuwe bafuna wonke lama degrees umuntu anawo akushumayela ngama degrees la and ama miracles awayenza ngama degrees. Kuba kwenza ngama degree futhi awayenzana nemali. He is a very successful businessman. Ngoba Elon Musk bayenza ama miracle. Abayenza ama miracle babizi bayakha ama data nezipho nama COVID. Mfundisi wami, into ekhona, i spirit of unbelief sikhona even nakubafundisi. Ashumayela into yena angayikholelwa. Uyashumayela kodwa. Asumayela dhulo kabe manzini te. One day umfundisi omunye wayeshumayela emngcwabeni. Bazalwane ningakhali ngoba nivalele indlela umuntu. Hey bazalwane ningakhali yangathi yena usuke ekhaya ashiye ngane iyagula. Esasa dhulo ke njalo yangena ingane igijima ithunyiwe ekhaya. Uma wacela icula ukuthi mabacule wagoba kancane so. Wena mamela lengane ifikayo le yamthe ukuthi papa phela umntana lo mshiya gula usonile akaphakama lapha no ha yena lo wethe nabantu ukuthi bangakhali manje uyakhalayo futhi spirit of unbelief ngoba you are preaching something that is don't practice spirit of unbelief ukufundisa ukwenza ukuthi ukukhuluma maphambi kwabantu ukukhuluma into wena ungayiyeki. That is why uJesu utshela abafundi uthi yenzani lokho banitshela khona lokho banitshela khona ku Matthew chapter 23 konke lokho banitshela khona kwenzeni kodwa ningayi ngaba ngoba le nto bayikhulumayo abayikholelwa ngoba kuba bayikholelwa babezoyenza le nto lela and kube bayikholelwa babezokwazi even nokumrecognize yena uYehoshua HaMashiach. But they can't recognize it because kids are by Kurumayo. Aba yen, abe kokuwe. A spirit of unbelief from this says that let me cover the end of my dream.
Gaguzam root. Guzagash. Now. We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly. There's 012-334-1322. Send us your WhatsApps. Spirits of unbelief amongst us these days. And how these have gone on to even affect us. You can tell us just as much. And of course, You can give us a shout on 012-334-1322. You can send a WhatsApp on 082-657-2729. Let's hear from you as to what you make of this. Drop us a voice note or the WhatsApp there on 082-657-2729 about the scourge of unbelief amongst believers today.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.